And the moment that you've all been waiting for is here with Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR. Thanks, Kenny, for being with us this morning.
Always good to be with you. If this is the moment people have been waiting for, I am so sorry.
What do you have to tell us? I'm not sure I'm ready to ask, but we've had, you know, we do have winter up here. It's white at least, and it's cold. So probably there's a sense of normalcy, but we hear there's another warm up coming, or I don't know. I think we just probably need to hear it straight from the horse's mouth here.
Yeah, there is another warm up coming, and really for how cold it's been, it's not been particularly impressive. Just this morning, finally, Northeast Minnesota accomplished what it hadn't accomplished for the last few weeks, was it finally took over the lowest temperature of the season record. That had been held, this is embarrassing, that had been held by the communities of Southeast Minnesota, far Southeast Minnesota, a town called Tileman, and a couple other areas, Preston, and even Pipestone in the Southwest. Those had actually been the record holders for the season for how cold it had been, because they got really cold after their last snowstorm. When I say really cold, I mean they had gotten to negative 21 Fahrenheit. But what that means, Katya, is that no community in northern Minnesota had yet gotten to 21 below until just the last couple days. And now I'm happy to report that Brimson, just up the road from you, now has the lowest temperature on record for the state this season.
Wow.
Which is a not particularly whopping negative 27 Fahrenheit. So that's the lowest temperature we can report so far this season anywhere in the state. And you are right. We've got a couple more cold days, maybe a couple chances to nudge that title downward a bit, maybe towards negative 30. But by Sunday and Monday, we're going to be much warmer. And there's really looks like mild air moving in for the remainder of January.
Okay. That's kind of what I was thinking, and we might hear with any potential snow, or I hate to even say, but maybe rain even?
Yeah, there's not a lot of precipitation showing up on any of the models right now. Most of it that we are seeing is hitting, it looks like it's going to hit Wisconsin, and, you know, I could see eastern Minnesota getting grazed, and that includes you all up in the Arrowhead and along the North Shore. I could see us getting grazed by rain or snow, or maybe a mix, or maybe some ice on, say, Monday into Tuesday, Monday night into Tuesday morning, maybe Tuesday afternoon. You could actually, if that were to be snow, maybe we'd get a few inches out of it. But really what happens after that is the mild air just takes hold, and you're looking at multiple days on end where, if the temperature falls below freezing, it's only at night. During the day, you're up around 30, 32, 33 degrees. You don't have any deep cold. There are signals from some of the models that by the final days of January, we could have an air mass in place that, and I'm saying there are signals. So we will talk before this happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it's guaranteed, but there are certainly signs that the air mass heading northward and eastward at the end of the month would rival what we experienced in December in terms of warmth. So enjoy the winter while you got it. It's, you know, you're closer to the main mass of cold air, so there's a better chance in Lake and Cook counties, and even St. Louis County, there's a better chance that the cold air kind of sneaks back in sometime over the next couple weeks. But I have to say, most of the models are showing the center of the cold air moving back up towards the center part of Hudson Bay. So it's off to the northeast. And, you know, there's a few hundred miles of uncertainty that's always associated with that. And as you get out to, you know, 2 weeks or more, there's really more uncertainty than that. So I wouldn't write winter off and say that it's over. But right now, it looks like we're going to return to that El Nino pattern, and I'm sure any frequent listeners could basically mouth along with me, cold air locked way up to the north, and then the moisture locked way to the south, and that leaves us kind of in between with neither.
All righty. Well, that's not totally unexpected for anyone that has peeked ahead. So maybe we'll get a little precip out of it. I know we've had some skiing, and there's a decent amount of, it seems like more than anywhere else in the state. I know there's decent snow right now, so we just hope that it will last. I don't know, maybe it won't even stick.
Yeah, you can hope it'll hang on. And, you know, right now, one of the things is that weather systems that come through in these kinds of patterns are generally subtle, and we're not going to see them more than 5 or 6 days out frequently.
Yeah.
And so it could very well be that if we're close enough to the cold air and you get disturbances riding along it, maybe that's enough to squeeze out a couple or a few inches here and there, even if you don't get hit by any big storms.
Yeah.
The problem is we've got a huge snowfall deficit already.
Yeah.
Even if up in northeast Minnesota, where you do have snow, most of the state is only running, you're only running 25 to 50% of what would normally have fallen by this time. And that's about as good as it gets in the state. When you go to parts of central Minnesota and southern Minnesota, like the Twin Cities, we're under 25% of normal snowfall at this point. So kind of a snow drought, even though there's some wetness in the soils, but mm-hmm. we're very short on snow. This is actually kind of amazing convergence of big stories. We had record late ice on many lakes in Minnesota because of that December thaw and the December warm up. And we had the warmest December on record. Some areas had the wettest December on record. We had the most snowless on the ground late December that we'd ever recorded, right up on the Superior Ridge. Never measured anything like that, like bare ground right before the new year.
Yeah.
And then just the lack of snow in general has also been not quite record level, but it's really something else.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the recap. That's, like you said, a lot of big stuff happening this year. And if you like to talk about big stuff, this is the winter to be doing it, I guess, good and bad, or maybe I should make it neutral. This is what's happening. Okay.
Yeah, it is. Most people aren't enjoying it, but I hope everyone has a good weekend. And hey, maybe when we talk next week, we'll have something better to discuss. A little more winter, perhaps, or maybe such a balmy warm-up that people can, you know, I don't know, wear shorts or
enjoy
something.
Enjoy it. Okay.
Who knows?
Thanks, Kenny. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Take care. We'll
Bye-bye. See you. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, Senior Climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.